can I just pray before we begin? Father God, we thank you for this celebration this morning. We thank you for your goodness to us, and we pray that through my words this morning, you might speak to us of your goodness through creation. Open our ears and our hearts to your word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Does anybody know, off the top of their heads, the first words that are spoken about food in the Bible? Anyone? I didn't expect that anyone would, because I didn't until I started looking. But in Genesis chapter 1, there are some words spoken about food. Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, God says, "See, I have given you." Those are the first words that are spoken about food in the Bible. God saying, "I have given you." And he says seed-bearing plants and all sorts of things, every plant on the face of the earth. "I have given you for food. I have given you," says God. Right from the beginning, God establishes that everything we have comes from him. He created everything and he has given us what we need. "I have given you food." Right from the beginning, that was his relationship with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, giving them what they needed in terms of food and drink. He was their creator and their sustainer, more than their creator. He didn't just make them, he helped them to carry on living as well by giving them things to eat. "I have given you," are his first words to humanity about food. And all through the Bible, God's goodness towards his creation, whether through food or through beautiful scenery or anything like that, God's goodness to the whole of creation and through creation is really apparent in the book of in the whole of the Bible all the way through. But particularly, I would say, in the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, which we read Psalm 65 from this morning, loads of people read and see that there is creation mentioned in the book of Psalms. The psalmists seem to be prompted to write psalms by being in the natural world, noticing the good things that God had made and the good way that God was providing for people. These prompts for praise in the Psalms might be mountains, as we saw, might be the sea, might be the stripes on a bee, perhaps, if we think of that as a modern song, as a psalm. A stripe on a bee, could that be a prompt to praise for us? It was a prompt for somebody to write a song, wasn't it? But it's more than just waterfalls and mountains and things like that. It's fields of crops. It's fruit on trees. It's vines and clean water and good things to eat and drink. It's not just the amazing things of creation that that wow us and awe us that are used as prompts for praise in the Psalms. It's also the things that we encounter every day. Grain, water, fruit, things that are everyday, but they are still amazing, and they're prompts to praise in the Bible. All through the Bible, God's people, the people of Israel, knew that what they had to eat came from God. What they had to drink came from God. And we hear in the Bible story after story of the people of Israel, God's people Israel, noticing that God was providing for them, noticing that God was giving them grain, giving them food to eat, and giving him praise in response to it. They pass the stories down. And there's amazing times when he gives them things to eat, like in the desert when God creates manna for them to eat and dew on the ground for them to drink. But there's also times when it's just normal growing, normal crops just growing, sun, rain, crops growing. Something that would happen year after year. The people of Israel knew that it was God who brought the growth. And so, harvest, which we celebrate today, goes right back into the Old Testament, into the very beginning of the Bible. Harvest was a thing that was celebrated when people gathered their crops in and said, "Thank you, God, that you have given us food and drink." The celebration that we have today of these things that God has given to us is a very similar thing to what we hear about in the Bible when people praise God for his goodness through creation. In the psalm we read this morning, though, it's a bit different, isn't it? We hear in the psalm, it's as though creation itself is giving God's praise. It's not like we're saying, "Thank you, God, that you made amazing mountains. Thank you, God, that you made an amazing sea." It almost says The sea gives God praise. The mountains give God praise. The rocks will cry out, is another way that the Bible puts it, and give God praise. It's as though the whole earth is giving God praise. Singing and shouting, the last verse of that psalm says that the whole of creation shouts and sings for joy. I wonder if you've ever heard that song. Have you ever heard that song of creation, shouting and singing for joy? It's not a song that we hear with our ears, is it? It's not something that we hear in our ears, but it is a song that we can know in our hearts. And I wonder whether you've ever felt that, or that you are hearing that song of creation, giving God praise. Maybe let's just spend a short moment thinking, have I ever felt that? Have I ever thought about God's creation, giving him praise? Have you ever heard that song and felt like you want to join in with it? I know I have. One time when I was very early in my Christian faith, I was in Canada and we climbed a mountain and I just saw this beautiful scenery and I thought, gosh. And I was moved to praise God in that moment by the created world. Maybe there's other times, maybe walking in the woods, we've heard that song of creation. And it's a song that we are invited to join in. A song that we don't sing aloud necessarily, but we know in our hearts. Creation shouting and singing praises to its amazing creator. But I wonder, too, if you've ever looked in your fridge and been moved to praise God, or ever opened your cupboards and been moved to praise God, like you've climbed a mountain and seen a beautiful vista, or like you're at a beach and it's just the most amazing scenery. Have you ever opened your kitchen cupboard and just thought, wow, I'm moved, I'm prompted to praise God? Well, that's my challenge to us today. Could we learn, like the people of Israel in the Bible, prompted to praise God by the very everyday provisions that God was giving them through grain and noticing it at harvest? Could we be the kind of people who learn to praise God when we open the fridge, when we open the cupboards and see God's provision for us? What we've collected this morning at the front of church, could this for us be a prompt to praise, that when we go to the shops and we see those jars of pasta sauce or tins of fruit, that we praise God for his goodness in creation? We notice God's generosity to us. We thank him for it. But as we have done this morning, we move beyond just thanking him for it with our praises and our words, and we act as well toward God and towards one another in generosity. We know that we have received generously from God, and we give back to God a little of what we have received ourselves. That's what collecting this food at harvest is about. It's partly about thanking God for his creation, partly about saying, God, you have been so good to us, we give you something back. And it's partly about helping other people, saying our generosity that we have received can be enjoyed by others, maybe people who don't know God's generosity in their own lives. So God can have praises through our actions in the lives of others as well. Harvest really reminds us that everything we have comes from God. He provides for us directly and indirectly through one another. And this is what we're celebrating today. It's something that we can celebrate today on a special day, but I want us to be able to learn to celebrate it too on every day when we open the fridge, when we pour milk on our cereal in the morning. Could we be prompted to praise God for his goodness through creation? As we finish, as I finish this morning sharing these thoughts, perhaps you might like to imagine yourself in a place in your home which you prepare your breakfast or your lunch or your dinner. Perhaps you'd just like to imagine yourself there and imagine yourself opening the cupboards and thinking what's inside and thanking God for all of those things, all of those ways that he has blessed us with provision through creation. Thanking God for his generosity towards us and prompting us to praise him. And then I'm going to pray, and if you'd like to pray this prayer yourself, then do join in with me and say amen at the end. So let's imagine ourselves in that place as we pray. Thank you, Father God, that you are generous and that we know that everything we have comes from you. We thank you today for the food that we have to eat, the things that we have to drink. Help us to notice your goodness to us every day, and help us to respond with praise and thanks. And we pray that you would help those around the world who don't have enough to eat, who don't have clean water to drink. Help us to be generous with what we have given you, that our generosity might give you praise too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.